You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
How could you not be romantic about baseball is one way to look at it, but I also think it's it just goes to show you. Sometimes when you evolve, it can be good. And last night, we had asked for a swing off the day before when it came to the home run derby. Well, we got it in this case when AL and NL were tied at six. And then a person we know very well and probably miss, Kyle Schwarber, getting it done in a clutch situation yet again, hits the home runs that are needed in order for the National League to take it by a final of 7-6. That guy just, A, knows how to swing a bat when it matters, and B, continues to remind us all that he could still be a Cub.
Won't somebody think of the children? That's what I was thinking when they started the swing off. Because you know what? At the end of the day, the people that are going to remember this home run like it was yesterday is anybody that was allowed to stay up last night and watch that swing off from the ages of, let's say, 5 to 20. That was an amazing finish to an all-star game that I did not see coming. And I got to tell you, Layla, I am as excited about the future of baseball as I have been in a very, very long time, a sport that I thought had fallen to the what I call regional doldrums of like, yeah, you know your team, but you don't really pay attention to what's going on anywhere else. I feel like last night's game brought us all together as baseball fans, as sports fans, whether you're a purist or you're new age. At the end of the day, the home run is one of the most exciting things that can happen in sports. And to see what Kyle Schwarber was able to do, especially the way he finished on that third pitch where he drops down to a knee to get it out, I was like, yeah, that's what people dream of in their backyards when they're trying to hit the ball into the neighbor's yard.
That was Adrian Beltre style for me. I was like, oh, not the one knee. Let's go. And then you knew where the ball was going. And I remember when Dave Roberts was announcing the National League team, which, by the way, let's just flash back to that moment, because life is good if you're Dave Roberts, man. You're managing the All-Star team. You're having fun out there. You're mic'd up, whatever. You put your guys, all the Dodgers, early in the lineup, as we talked about, so you can send them home. Like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm taking Shohei Ohtani, you know, in a home run derby if I'm the NL manager. But one issue with that, there were a lot of guys who were already on a jet plane going out of here.
And then we learned that the rules state that you had to be still in the game to be a part of the lineup for the home run derby. The swing off, if you will. I didn't know that at the end of the game. I was like, where are the big guns? I was like, oh, they're probably already gone, because I've actually covered the All-Star game before. I know how that works.
Right.
But I was pleased with what we saw, because the players involved with the swing off, we had already seen them do things in the actual game, whether it was Brent Rooker, whether it was Pete Alonso, and we didn't even have to worry about Pete Alonso.
Right, and that was one who I did want to see. Brent Rooker, who challenged Cal Raleigh, as we mentioned yesterday, in the home run derby, you thought that there was a good chance that he was going to be able to help make this happen again. You knew he was a guy in the clutch who was going to be able to perform. But that was part of it, was that you and I, yeah, we've both covered All-Star games, and it's similar to what happens in spring training, where once you're done, you don't have to stick around. Once your playing assignment is over. So typically we will talk to a guy who, say, starts a game. Like, if you want to interview Tarek Skubal or Paul Skeens, usually they're not in the dugout at that point. They're all right. Maybe those guys, because they're younger, but especially the veterans. Once they're out of the game, they leave. And I mean, like, on a plane leave.
Yeah, they got PJs. They know about that first class life.
That's what that triple-digit contract gets you. You get a private jet or two or three. Like, you can get out of there. You go back with your teammates. That happens a lot of the time as well.
And Layla, I was conflicted on this, because, like, oh, wouldn't you want to stick around to see how this thing ended? But also, that game was dragging. There was a point where the game itself was dragging. When it was 6-0, right, the game felt like it was moving slow. But when the three-run home run gets hit, and then you see them chip away at the six-run lead and come back and tie it at 6-6, I was like, this is all you could have asked for. Would you have liked a more back-and-forth affair? You could argue that. But to come down to the end of the ninth inning and understanding, because, you know, you're following on Twitter. Remember I said last night, we're all going to watch this game as a family, because it was the only thing going on. And I love the fact that people were slowly coming to the realization that, oh, we aren't doing the Manfred man thing. We aren't going to X rings. We're just going to have a good old fashioned swing off, except for it's not old fashioned. It's very new.
Right. I think that was part of it for me too. Yeah. National League gets out to an early lead. We see what happens. They start off 2-0. They build it to 6-0. And then Brett Rooker comes through in the seventh inning. Also, I don't know about you guys, Ray, Robbie, Marshall, did it feel very royally at some point late in the game? I was like, man, how many Royals are playing in this game right now? I'm like, well, this is a lot of Royals at this point in the All-Star game.
I took note of that.
Why was that so pointed to me? Why did I make note of that? I feel like that was a thing
I know
that
why.
Very much happened. Yes?
There was a team in town that was kind of feeling really royally for a couple years back. Just an infusion of, oh, this guy was on the Royals, and this guy who's the manager was part of the Royals. So maybe that's why your antennas went up for that.
I think that might have been it. I'm like, oh, this is more than just Bobby Witt Jr. over here. Like, how many Royals can they get in this game at the same time? I'm like, this is very AL Central right now. I was like, eh.
So the fact that they had four Royals, and you know, the Royals aren't exactly killing it in the standings, that's part of it, right?
It just got too royally. Like, for an AL All-Star crew, I felt like that was the case. But you had your attention on it, and that's the point, was there seemed to always be a reason to watch. Whether it was the mic'd up moments that we talked about in our pre-show meeting, we want to do the best of what we think are the mic'd up moments in our next segment, but also the visuals. The tribute they did to Hank Aaron, I thought, from a television standpoint, was incredible.
Yeah, I was wondering how they saw it at the game, because I got to tell you, from a production standpoint in television, we were talking about in the group chat, I was like, oh, this is worthy of the Hammer, Hank Aaron. And it didn't dawn on me until that tribute that it was July 15th, a.k.a. 7-15, a.k.a. 7-15.
Right.
And all that ties in. I was like, MLB has done it. They've done quite a job with this thing. There are many times I've criticized baseball for so many different things and many members of baseball, whether it's the commissioner, whether it's the owners, whatever. But for one night, Layla, for one night, I thought baseball got it right. And it was one of the most important nights to be able to say they got it right. The All-Star game was a complete success. If you have problems with it, that's fine. But understand, from an overall standpoint, it's a net positive what happened last night in Atlanta.
You just saw their innovation pay off. A sport that is known for not innovating.
Not being up with the times.
Or doing it too late. You saw them be able to not only use the forward thinking that they had in their advantage and in their favor, but they also were able to marry, I think, a lot of nostalgia elements that weren't necessarily like, oh, back in my day, XYZ, but just respect to the past in a way that gave it context. I felt like there was very much a changing of the guard, too, with how they brought in some of the elements the way they did. Listening to Clayton Kershaw, and we'll get to that in our next segment, that was a part that was very much representing and recognizing the veterans and passing of torches at that point in time. And then I like the way Dave Roberts was able to acknowledge even the past of the individual players when you have the case where, for example, Freddie Freeman, not only before the game had a really, I think, emotional interview where you could tell when he started to think about his past just with the Braves and then also what it meant to play there and who he was and how he evolved. You could hear, starting out as somebody who ends up getting married and having a family and now who he is in LA, that was something that meant something to him. So having those moments and being able to have the crowd respect people that Maybe the hometown was familiar with, not necessarily all the ticket holders. I felt like that was important as well.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think it was a big deal because if you'll remember, when Freddie Freeman left Atlanta, Freddie Freeman didn't want to leave Atlanta. And there was a communication breakdown, is what we're going to call it, between him, his agent, the middleman, and the Braves themselves. So much to the point, he didn't know that an offer had been made. And then that's when They didn't get back. He didn't get back to them, or his camp didn't get back to the Braves. Like, all right, we'll just go get Matt Olson. And then it was like, Freddie Freeman's not going to be a part of this team. He just helped you win a world. What are we doing?
Yeah, that Matt Olson trade put everybody on notice.
And it worked out for him because he goes to the Dodgers, where more World Series are to be had. And obviously, he has cemented his future as a Hall of Famer in Cooperstown. But to be back, I can only imagine the emotions he was going through dealing with that fan base, understanding what he meant in Atlanta. And that's like one aspect of it. But I love the range of emotions here, whether it was how serious the game could be. You talked about the tribute for Hank Aaron. But then there was such like a looseness, a playfulness. We saw that even with Dave Roberts, because he's got to like figure out what's he doing after the game, right?
Well, even and when I talk about the changing of the guard and the respect to the past, seeing Joe Torre in the dugout, in uniform no less, and then he goes out to the mound, and I'm thinking to myself, when was the last time you saw Joe Torre in a meeting on the mound? Like, this is a moment. And for those of us who weren't maybe old enough at the time to appreciate it, when we were younger as the sports fans we are today, I thought that that was a meaningful moment too, because you go back to those memories, but they're not trying to force it. You know, it's respecting the people who helped be a part of the game. And I think it was really cool because he still got it. You know, he goes right out to the mound. Like, Joe Torre's a lot older, as you can tell when you're watching him on TV, but you go back to those moments because he's helping put you there. This is Raheemian Harris on 670 The Score, talking about last night's All-Star game and how much fun it was to watch. So let's go to the newer moment, I think, and listen to how Dave Roberts casually was like, oh yeah, okay, home run derby. He's like, well, my guys are out, so let's figure this out real time. And having worked with Dave Roberts, I can tell you that this is pretty accurate to the character.
Dave, who's the National League have in store?
Well, Kyle Stowers just found out he's in this contest, so he's going to lead off. Then we're going to go Schwarbs in the two, and the polar bear will finish in the three hole.
Okay.
Go nicknames with it. That's how loose it was when he starts talking about Kyle Stowers. Yeah, I just told him he's going to be a part of this. And then he went nickname, Schwarbs, polar bear.
There was just a lot of showmanship that happened in this game. And that's what it should be. I've harped on baseball for so long that they don't promote the personalities of their game, or at least let you see an accurate picture of them. And to see that in the game real time, you know, because we talk so much about the grind, and really the game is your work every day, right? So for me, it's, you don't get like practice for football, for example, is still very much daily part of it. Like, but practices don't necessarily count the same way a game does when it comes to the severity of how you're focused. But in this case, when the game doesn't matter, you're able to watch it and enjoy it, and the guys can be themselves, and you see that authentic environment of their daily life, which I thought was really cool.
It's so funny, Layla, because we talk about baseball kind of catching up and looking like they're up to speed on things. So the biggest thing about last night that I'm going to take away from this is that they took the All-Star game and did things with it in real time that we saw NFL do with NFL films back in the 1960s.
Yes.
here we are 60 plus years later, and now they're miking people up and you're getting the personalities. And this is how the NFL grew to be America's game and stole the spotlight away from America's, and I don't mean this in the literal sense, but it just sounds that way, pastime.
Right. And I think about, like, famously, for example, the clip of Hank Stram talking on the sideline where he goes, the NFL is going to be not for long if you keep this up. And just having that authenticity in those moments in a game where you're hearing this. It sticks with the kids, you know, that's for sure. This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Then they got to the swing off, by the way, and I think that is where you saw Kyle Schwarber really shine. And what was interesting was, Marshall, like you said, we're all watching this at the same time. We're all on Twitter, I think, at the same time. And the acknowledgement of how many people who know ball, who knew that it didn't matter that Kyle Schwarber was 0 for 2 in the game, that when it came to clutch moments, he was going to deliver. And I remember even thinking in this All-Star game, I'm like, ah, here it is. Dave Dombrowski wants Kyle Tucker not just for his regular season hits, but for his playoff clutch. I'm like, let's see if it works out here. Boom, boom, one knee, Boom. Ball game.
Kyle Schwarber was fantastic. He was unbelievable. He was absolutely the MVP. And I always wonder who's going to be the MVP. He was like, I'm the MVP. Watch this. And that's how he left it. And then hearing him after the game, you can tell he appreciated the moment.
Well, you made some history. What was it like to participate in that?
It was interesting. Exciting, fun. There's a lot of guys who deserve this, but I'm happy that it's going home with us to Philly.
You know, take me through when your thought process. Was it once you got one, do you just get red hot like a three-point shooter? What was your thought process going in, knowing you only had three swings?
Oh, man. Just trying to not hit a home run, I guess. Just trying to stay short, because if I would have tried to hit a home run, I would probably hit my guys over there. But just happy that it worked out for us and the National League's going home with the win.
You got a great reception, though. Guys were jumping on you. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. The guys were really into it, and they were yelling, screaming, cheering me on every swing, and then going that last one goes over, they were all pumped. It was a lot of fun.
It was fun to watch, I got to tell you. Other than that, what was your favorite moment of the last couple days?
I mean, I think just being here and just having conversations with a lot of guys. You got a lot of guys who have been doing it for a long time, doing it great for a long time, and then you got a lot of young guys coming up who are going to be special in this game for a long time. So having those conversations and having fun with them and just seeing these guys go out here and compete.
Was it the weirdest thing ever to get like an ovation in Atlanta? Doesn't happen for a Philly too often.
No, but you know what? It was exciting. It was fun. So thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, really cool. Here we go. What a performance. The home run winner here. Kyle Schwarber, the Phillies in the National League, gets the W. Congrats, Kyle.
KB is so smooth. Kevin Burkhardt, he's always just meeting that moment so well. But it was funny because I feel like for all the talk we do about, if you watch the game, you know, if you pay attention, you know, the subtleties and the nuance of baseball and how that can be used in a negative way. I feel like last night was an incredible positive because you're asking yourself, if you just see it on paper, right, the blind resume, you're going, Kyle Schwarber was 0 for 2, and he's the MVP of the game. Yeah, because if you watched, you knew what happened.
The eye test never fails you. And let me tell you something. He gave us all something to see at the end of that game. I just love the way the game ended and the fact that people were glued to their TVs. And I'm sure the people who stayed till the end at the All-Star game were very much not disappointed they left. I can't imagine leaving that game early, though, just because the nature of the All-Star game and seeing all the different players rotate in. But, you know, it was an amazing night. For me, the kid, the baseball is my first love. That fulfilled. And, you know, for me to stay up that late, Layla, it's got to be something.
Yeah, I mean, we were all up past 11. You know, that game, as we talked about, went long, and I'm okay with it because it actually felt like a celebration of the sport on the biggest stage when all attention was on it, and it delivered. And bravo to baseball for innovating in a way that kept us all watching. See there? Look what happens when you change it up a little bit. We all enjoy it. Not everybody enjoys everything, but a lot of people liked it. Just saying. Maybe you want to do a little bit more of that.
You know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? Well, then listen to What We Spend. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.